And so we wonder, on a daily basis, I mean, why are smartphones so expensive? Are they, in fact, expensive? I mean, it doesn't matter what age you're in, 16 or 66, we all need a cell phone. We all got to get a cell phone. And, you know, we're lucky this morning then that we are joined by Sean Durant. Sean Durant is a managing director of HMD Global in Southern Africa, speaking to us about, you know, the prices in the market. A very good morning to you, Sean. How are you doing?
Hi, Ebs. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you, Sean, by the way, for joining us so early in the morning. Sean, I mean, no problem. 24-month contract. Woo. And you just have to pay and you pay. But unfortunately, we cannot live without mobiles these days. They are everything. They're connected to us in every possible way. But then we talk about brands like Samsung, who have dominated the smartphone market in recent years. Nokia coming back once again in that market with a much more affordable, though, smartphone at around 3,000 rands. Shall we say, is this a sign of things to come that, you know, the price of smartphones could be becoming cheaper?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's a great observation, and I think it's something that's been, it's been quite a stickler for many people for a long time. I think the trend is changing. I do believe that in anything tech, you know, pricing does become cheaper over time, and it depends on where you look. You know, you've got the high end of the market, you've got the mid-tier, and you've got the low end of the market. And we've certainly seen over the last couple of years that smartphones have become more and more affordable, with tier two and tier three brands coming into the market. And I think that's the real opportunity for Nokia, you know, starting to play in that smartphone space. And obviously the caveat being, you know, running the Android, the pure Android operating system, you're now bringing tier one affordability to consumers out there, particularly in markets like South Africa and the rest of Africa. So things are certainly changing. And I guess it really is up to the consumer to decide for him or herself what it is that they're wanting and what kind of value they want to derive out of that purchase.
If you have just joined us at 16 minutes past five, thank you so much for joining us. We're joined on the line by Mr. Sean Durant, who is a managing director of HMD Global Southern Africa, holders of Nokia licensing in South Africa, and talking to us just about the sheer expensive prices of cell phones and mobile devices in South Africa. 021-446-0567. You can also join and be part of the conversation. Perhaps you have a question I cannot answer, but certainly that Sean can. Would love to hear that from you. We talk about modern smartphones, Sean. I mean, the technology, if we look back seriously, it's about 10 years old. But when you think about the price of this technology, the question is, will it ever peak? I mean, like, literally, I mean, the curve is still going up, seemingly. Will it ever just plateau somewhere and level out?
Yeah, that's the trick question, I guess. You know, the technology is exponential. And as you say, you know, smartphones have been around for a number of years now. And the ability of the smartphone as technology has developed over time, has brought different levels of experience in that time, in a very short space of time. So whether it'll plateau, you know, it's a relative term, I guess. And it depends on what it is you're looking for in terms of functionality within that smartphone space. And again, you know, Nokia's value that it's bringing from a price point perspective and the experience that you're getting through the true Android or pure Android experience on those devices brings a whole new dynamic and just adds another form of decision, for the consumer in terms of what it is that they want, within that space.
And then talking to that, though, I've just gotten one SMS, which I think I can link with the one that I wanted to ask, the question that I wanted to ask you. So a listener is saying, but BlackBerry produced cheap smartphones, but failed. How is Nokia going to avoid that? I don't know if you can answer that. But then my question was that, adding to that, is Nokia then attempting to shake up the market by introducing these affordable smartphones? So instead of competing with someone, you are the pathfinder.
Yeah, exactly. And I think you've hit the nail on the head on two scores. Nokia is coming into the market, I think, at a really good time. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, being a tier one brand and being able to offer the kind of value that's being derived out of the device and the operating system that we're putting out there, it certainly is an element of shaking up the market. There's absolutely no doubt. People are constantly looking, particularly now, you know, we're going into really tough economic times. Affordability becomes key, particularly when you're looking at the greater part of the market, the guys who are now wanting and are finding it more important to have internet access, to be have access to social media, to be part of all things tech on a daily basis. And to be able to do that on an affordability quality basis is really, really important. So on the high end, you know, a little bit of a different discussion. You know, it is expensive. There's absolutely no doubt. And we've seen, you know, the effects of that cost on the high end of the market. There's no doubt about that. But through the Nokia proposition, particularly in these early stages, as we reintroduce ourselves into the market on smart devices, that's certainly going to be a really big positive and caveat for us in terms of breaking through and shaking things up.
Do you have a smart device at home? How much is it costing you? Do you feel the same way as all of us feel that, my goodness, these things are expensive? But you know what? We can't go a day without them. We need them. Without them, it almost seems as if we're lost and you can't even work. I'm chatting to Sean Durant, Managing Director of HMD Global Southern Africa, holders of the Nokia licensing in South Africa, and just working with us, trying to give us an explanation of why these things are so expensive, but certainly also looking at the fact that Nokia has re-entered the market with a much more affordable smartphone at around 3,000 rands, and certainly it is set to be a game changer. How? We don't know. We're waiting to hear. Sean, let me be frank. Let me just ask this question outright. So, why are smartphones so expensive? I mean, does it have to do with, is it the latest design? Is it the platform that it's running on? What makes a phone so expensive?
Yeah, it's a question I get asked quite often, I guess quite a difficult one to answer. It depends on what you're looking for in a device. You know, if you look at LCD displays as an example, the bigger the display, the better the refresh rate, the higher the clarity, the better the technology is in that display. So you're going to pay a little bit more. If you've got a bigger processor in your device, you're going to pay a little bit more. If you've got bigger onboard memory and better RAM or more RAM on that device, you're going to pay a little bit more for that. And again, I think when I pull it back to the Nokia proposition, the fact that we're running pure Android mitigates a lot of those aspects. So it means that we can run a really clean, lean processing environment, a very lean and clean operating system. And with that comes all the security benefits, the software updates, and all the good stuff that becomes synonymous with a smart device. You're getting that firsthand out of the Google through Android stable, and you're getting that through that pure Android experience. There's no skinning on top. You know, every OEM has a different skin that they layer on top of the operating system, and that makes deploying security updates, deploying operating system updates, a little bit more timeous, because there's a skinning process involved and it's got to be adapted to the software that's running on that particular device. With a pure Android experience, you're getting a clean slate from the point of opening your box. You decide from the get-go what it is you want on that device based on your usage and based on your daily demands. And that is a really, really big benefit. And I think another benefit that comes through really strongly with Nokia, and I think a lot of people would resonate with this, is that we've prided ourselves. It's been a pillar for a number of years now, where the hardware design of our hardware has been absolutely paramount and has been of the utmost quality. And it's been a reliable environment that we've been playing in. It's been something that we haven't compromised on. And this is no different. You know, the second chapter of Nokia devices is going to be even more important for us. And one of those pillars is the quality and the design of our hardware. And with that comes value. You know, you look at the price points, and you've mentioned this earlier. We've got three devices out there. We've got an entry level, we've got a mid, and we've got a high tier. All three of those playing in the mid-tier space in the market. And that ranges from 2199 in terms of the Nokia 3, the Nokia 5 retailing at 2999, and the Nokia 6 retailing at 3799. So there's absolute value in all three price points there, depending on what it is that the consumer wants. And again, they have that choice at the beginning of that purchase process.
Very quickly, Sean, I've got Solly, one of our listeners would like to just ask a question. Solly, you good to go?
Good morning. I would like to know, many blind people want to have the C5 back on the market again. That's a very, 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 very nice phone. What is Nokia doing for the visually impaired people with these new devices?
Thanks, Solly. You can listen on the radio. Thank you. Sean, you on?
Hi there, Solly. That's a great question, and you're absolutely right. You know, in the earlier days of Nokia, where the portfolio was very broad and very deep, there were certainly opportunities to see to all sorts of disabilities, and that was catered for within the portfolio. I think it's really important to mention now that as a startup through HMD Global, with the license of the Nokia brand, that is going to be an absolute consideration as we flesh out that portfolio going forward. So it is still early days, but as the portfolio gets broader and deeper, deeper, there will definitely be considerations for all aspects and all needs of consumers out there, and not just in the feature phone space. It'll absolutely be in the smartphone space as well. So yeah, great question, and very, very important to us from an R&D and a production perspective.
Sure. Sean, listen, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning, and all the best for the rest of the day.
Thanks so much, Abs. Appreciate
Thank you so
it.
Much. Bye-bye. Cheers. Sean Durant, Managing Director of HMD Global, Southern Africa, holders of the Nokia licensing in South Africa. 24 minutes.